This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Special. It doesn't happen all the time. That ball is hammered.
Out to left center field. It's got a shot. Nice. It's gone. Nice. A home run for Rhys Hoskins. Trevor McGill doing the dance. Brewers are within three.
There we go. Look, we even got some smoke out there. Goodness gracious.
Pyrotechnics out there.
Yeah.
Brandon Woodruff joining the crew doing the Brewers call. FanDuel Sports Network there. Brewers end up losing still on Saturday, but they got runs. They didn't get any runs on Friday when they lost 10-0. And then last night, yesterday afternoon, they come back and get the win 4-0. So they salvage a game. And four games back feels a lot better than six games back, if we're being honest right now. So at least you got that. Next up, Brewers Astros tonight. The leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook here on The Fan with Tommy Wirtz gets things kicked off tonight at 5 o'clock. 90-minute pregame show coming up this evening. Kurt Hoag, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer, joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoag. That's C-Y-R-T, Hoag, H-O-G-G. Kurt, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm great, Sparky. I'm driving to the ballpark. Who knows what we've got in store tonight? Let's talk some shop, shall we?
Yeah. I have lots of issues. First off, let's talk. Yeah, let's just, here we go. I don't know which order I'm going, so you'll just have to kind of deal with me as I go here scattered all over the place. I got to texting with Tommy Wirtz yesterday while the game was going on, or right when the game ended. No, it was last night, so the game was way over. But this whole, we're going to bat Turang last and bat Churio leadoff against lefties or whatever because of splits or whatever. I went and I looked at Turang split against lefties. It's over 280. Now, I know Churio's is way better than that. Fine, I get it. But if we're going to go based on numbers and splits, Churio should be batting last in this lineup against righties. He's hitting 211 against righties. So Turang gets penalized for hitting 280-something, and Churio survives at the top of the lineup doing nothing against righties.
I'm sorry, but I got nothing for you on the batting order. Maybe you could drop Yelich against lefties and move Turang up. I'll give you that. I just don't have it in me to get too upset about the batting order on this specific team because they got guys who just aren't hitting.
Correct. But if the justification is moving guys off of the leadoff spot because of numbers, then you moved Yelich down in the lineup to the cleanup spot. Whether that was the right move or not doesn't really matter. I'm just saying, if somebody's not hitting regardless of name, then that person should be given the boot down in the lineup too until that person does get hitting.
Sure, then Yelich is probably the guy that you would have a beef with.
No, Yelich is the guy.
For a couple of years.
Kurt, Yelich is the guy I have a beat with because of the piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that talked about, the toe tap. Yeah, that's fun. You know what? We're going to change it. We're going to go old school. We're going to have that leg kick again. And, okay, that was April 20th or whatever, couple games, good. And then from, like, the 27th until, I think, yesterday, he was hitless at that point. I'm not a baseball player, so I don't know how this works. Maybe guys always change during the course of a season, their batting stances and what they're doing and so forth, and maybe that's common. But I don't understand, man. I do not get it at all. And the other thing is he even healthy, Yelich, at this point?
Okay, so there's three things to address here. One, I love that you brought this story up because I don't even think I tweeted out. That means you were just surfing the internet.
I have told you before I love your work. So
that's awesome.
Just stop. So yes.
That makes me feel good inside. I got the warm fuzzies going. Number two, I can't really say anything to the health because he's playing every day, and he says he's fine. So we just have to take that for what it is. And number three, as for the switch itself, I was a little surprised that it happened so early, went to the leg kick, but there were those results right away with it. And like, guys are always working on things and tinkering with things, but I still was surprised, yeah, that he went away from the toe tap to the leg kick. When he did, but it like clearly had some effect right away, whether that was like a real effect or not, because we're seeing how the numbers have tapered off. I'm not sure. I would not be surprised if he keeps tinkering with things here and there, but ultimately I don't know how much I don't think it ultimately comes down to the toe tap or the leg kick, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he's got to hit the ball hard one way or the other.
I am all for making adjustments. God knows Tiger Woods every year, you know, seemingly would adjust his swing or try and get better in the off season. It would constantly be messing in the off season, though. Like, that's where, if we're going to try something and change something and so forth, by all means, tinker away. My other question on all of this, because I didn't see it necessarily in the article, doesn't mean that you don't know. How much is the hitting coach? I mean, they have 5 million of them. How involved are the hitting coaches when guys decide to do stuff like this? Like, was that their suggestion? Was he did this on his own without even talking to the hitting coaches? Like, where is the relationship between hitting coaches and player?
Yeah, I mean, so Yelich works, they have three of them. Yelich works often and mostly with Connor Dawson. It's not all like that where they all have one guy they work with. But Yelich and Connor Dawson have more of a history. And so that's one of his bigger roles, I guess, is working with Yelich. I'm sure it was the two of them in tandem. Ultimately, when it's Yelich, it's a player led thing, but there's a lot of trust, and constant talking between him and Dawson. So, who knows, who ultimately was the one to push it forward. If it was hey, why not try it from Dawson, and then Yelich won't roll with it, but that is sort of the relationship there. They do have a lot of hitting coaches. They have three of them, Sparky, and they're kind of working more collaboratively this year. At least that's the idea, than when they had two last year.
I remember in the good old days when I used to go down there, there was only one I got to talk to, and now I enjoy talking.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The one talking to three, like I don't even know what you do from a beat writer perspective on that one. Kurt Hoag, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoag, CYRTHOGG. Let's talk about the pitching, which is certainly beat up. Priester looked great when he got here. Now the last couple of outings, not so much. I said on the air they made a mistake when they sent Henderson down instead of Priester. I'm looking more and more right on that deal there. Do you foresee a situation where Henderson gets called back up here in the next week or so?
Well, the next week or so is tricky, possibly after this next pre-start. But you think about it, Brandon Woodruff's coming back probably next homestand.
Good.
Seems to be how the timeline works. So there's still another spot that needs to be taken there by either Priester or Henderson. And then there's the Tobias Meyer situation also. Like, if he kind of stinks tonight, then maybe that opens something up for Henderson too. But I was a bit surprised that Henderson was not called up to make Priester start this week. But that ultimately they decided to stick with Priester. They saw some things from him in the final. No spots? All right.
This is live radio, folks. He's trying to get a parking spot.
Parking spot. I thought I had a spot reserved this year, but I guess I don't. Where were we, Sparky? Priester.
Yeah.
Apparently they saw enough that they liked in the final couple innings of that blow up on, what was that, Friday against the Cubs?
Yep.
That they wanted to keep him up. And clearly, the Brewers like this guy a lot. They gave up a lot for him. What's interesting about it to me is that Quinn Priester is not a finished product, and we all know this, and the Brewers know this, so it's not like you're not admitting defeat.
And you have him for 6 years, for God's sakes. Right. You don't have him just for this year.
Everyone would agree that there's development to be done there, and like Logan Henderson has development to be done as well, but the way he is pitching right now is really good, both in his one start here, and he's kept it going in AAA. So, but that was the decision, and we'll see what happens against the Astros.
I found it amusing that Pat Murphy decided to go after his team for not having edge after they had lost those three games. Now they come back and they win yesterday, so that's fine. I will say that Pat Murphy seems to be more on edge than we saw him at any point last year, having less patience for mistakes. Tobias Myers called him out. Yoho has a bad day. He's gone. Back down to AAA he goes. I don't know. I mean, maybe he told them in spring training he was going to have less patience with them because now they know what they're supposed to be doing, and if they don't do it, he's done with them. But definitely more of an attitude, I think, with Murphy not wanting to put up with anything this year.
Yeah, if you want to read into it, you could certainly read into, like, this has happened. Like, they're reaching for something. They're trying to find something early in the season. I certainly got up to a great start and didn't need to. Or didn't feel the need to do any of this, but Murphy's going back to a little more of like the hard love and discipline, like the college style. And who's to say? I mean, I guess everyone's probably got their own opinion on whether it's good or bad, but you probably can't do it too much, you know. Like there's probably a limit to it, and if you want it to work, before it gets to, you know. It gets to a point of you're starting to lose some of your players.
No question. Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hogue, CYRTHOGG. I have one more question because I know you got to get to the inside the clubhouse. I don't know if you're old enough. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Because Charlie's so young over here, I'm all confused on who was what age when whatever happened. So when Fielder and Hardy and Harden, those guys came up through the minors, we were sitting there looking every day at what they were doing from single A all the way up. Now we have the Carolina Mudcats and what they're putting together. I think you can say this is a more talented group coming up that's at A-ball right now and younger than what we saw with the Brewers group that came up with Fielder, Hardy, Hart, and Weeks. Braun came later and got onto that group after a draft. But this may be the most talented group of position players they've had in quite some time.
It's a good comparison. You feel like Prince and Ricky being in the same era, right? That I guess Prince was he ever on the same team as Ricky?
Yeah, they all were. Prince, Hart, Hardy, and Weeks won championships together at each level as they came through.
Yeah, and I remember there's a picture of them in Beloit. I can't go that far yet, but just in terms of pure talent, there it's pretty close. And the other thing about that, the Mudcats too, is it's not just the hitting. They got the pitching. They have Bryce Message. Bunch of, like, John Hollibets was that was added as a player to be named in the trade for Quinn Priester today. He's one of just like six or seven guys that are down there that are just shoving. And it creates a really interesting roster. They might be the best team in the minor leagues in terms of talent. So, hey, Sparky, get a flight to Raleigh.
No.
Rent a car, drive 30 minutes, and you'll watch them.
No, I'm not, because I expect them to be in Wisconsin by July. So I think they're going to come to me. I think they're going to come to me, Kurt. At least Made, at least he's coming to me by July, I think. Tomorrow at 2:30,
right.
We got Matt Arnold on the show tomorrow at 2:30, and I'm going to tell him, listen to me, I have a hotel booked for 4th of July weekend. I expect Made to be in Appleton by then.
That would beat Churio by a month. But what, Sparky, if you remember, Churio didn't go up to Carolina for a month.
Made.
He didn't debut there until May.
Correct, yes.
So that would be about the exact same amount of time in low A as Churio had.
And Made's got more flair than Churio, too, by the way.
He does. Plot thickens. The plot thickens.
Oh, my God, this team. Just fast forward 2 years, and let's see what all these kids look like up here. This may finally be our time, Kurt. We'll see. Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hogue. Thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy the game.
All right. See you later, Sparky.
Take care. There he is, Kurt Hogue.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.